Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Sarah Cox. I'm in for Scott this week. The fun continues. I'm a bit self-conscious now. Yesterday there was an incident where I looked up and it was like I was working in like an IT sort of call centre where both guys sat opposite me. The one who doesn't speak and Chris, who's on the show this week, were both busily typing away and I could just see the tops of their heads and I had to sort of shout at them mid-link and go, look at me during a link, will you? And I've just said to the one who doesn't speak, we're on our own here in the studio, and just before I open my mic, I go, watch me, look at me during a link. And laugh, like guffaw at everything, like slap your knee and like start choking a bit and go a bit purple and stuff with mirth every time I'm talking. So now he's doing this opposite me and it's a bit unsettling, I must admit. So we're here till 7 o'clock and we're going to have a lot of fun, you guys, because we've got a hot young chickadee coming through the door in the lovely shape of Louise Redknapp. Yes, she of So You Think You Can Dance and various other shows. Hottie from Eternal many, many moons ago. And since then has blossomed into a very good TV presenter and all-round good egg. She's always been a very lovely girl, so I look forward to having a catch-up with her. Talking about doing a bit of dancing, which was why we're trying to get Greg involved. I was asking him for some modern dances, so we're going to put her through her paces. I've got a few in my back catalogue. I think we should mix up the sort of wedding vibe, because tomorrow's the big day, sort of wedding dances, and get Louise involved on the camera and stuff. I think we're going to be visualised this afternoon, aren't we? So the cameras are going to be on. Exciting stuff. I've worn my Easter dress, which makes it sound like it should have lots of petticoats and frills underneath it and possibly have bunny rabbit design. It's not. It's like I work in like an American diner off of the 50s. It's kind of like a checked dress that I had on Sunday as well, if I'm honest, and my flip-flops. But because I knew Louise was coming in and she's gorgeous, I washed my entire head of hair in preparation for seeing her instead of just my fringe, which for me is quite a lot of effort, so hopefully she'll appreciate that. We'll be here on the cameras a little bit later on in the show.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
So looking forward to welcoming Louise into the studio. You should be able to see her. We're just chatting to the visualisation people. I think one of them's popped out for a pasty and they're a bit tired. And so hopefully you'll be able to see Louise in all her glory sometime after 4:30. Well, no, not in all her glory like that. I don't think there'll be paps outside. Everyone will be, we'll crash it. It'll be like the Fern Bikini Gate. Remember that? So yeah, so she'll be pop. I mean, I don't want to be horrible about the visualisation people because they're in charge of how many chins I've got. Do you know what I mean? So I want to say at this point that I think they're incredibly hardworking and dedicated. And if they could please put the cameras on for after 4:30, then I'll be forever indebted to them. Bang, watch it. I've got to look about 19 now in these shots. Stone. I'm a little bit achy, but I'm fine. I exercised with the neighbour yesterday. I mentioned on the show towards the end that I was going to be exercising with our shared personal trainer, Nikki. She's on Twitter, Nikki Wybrow. She always has lots of sort of health tips. Like, why don't you shake up your routine a bit today and go swimming and then eat some avocado or something and stuff like that. Loads of tips. She's brilliant, though. Me and my lovely neighbour, Karima, went out on my decking and did a bit of exercise. It was interesting. She's very fit, Karima. She's quite petite. She's about 5 foot. She's fast. She runs to work. She legs it like she's just mugged someone, basically, and she's running from the Rozzers. But she's not, because she's a lawyer, so she's very law-abiding. She runs to work, everyone. She runs everywhere. She's a bit like, beep, beep, what's it called? The road runner. Yeah. Whereas I'm not. I got told today in no uncertain terms. Well, the actual sentence that was said was, Sarah, you're not built for speed. I was like, okay. And Karima is, because we did this sort of like, you know, we did a bit of cardio to get our heartbeats up, and we had to sort of jog in and out with these little hoops and this little plastic fold out sort of plastic fabric ladder that we had to run up and down along the decking. and she was catching up. She was like lapping me, catching up, and was right behind me. And it was, gave me that panicky fear because I'm the youngest of five. When I've been chased up a lot of stairs in my time. Up the stairs, your legs got to jelly. It was like that. I could feel a hot breath on my neck. I'm exaggerating because she's quite petite, like I said. So it was more like on my waist, and she's running behind me. And I'm like, oh, don't like it. But apparently she's built for speed, I'm built for power. So she's a Ferrari, I'm a Land Rover. Or maybe a Volvo Estate. Hey, sexy. So we're doing fighting moves and bits of yoga stuff and that. And it was brilliant. The one bit that nobody enjoyed was when we were lay on yoga mats and on those great big foam jigsaw pieces that you buy for the kids, because it's quite knobbly, my decking. So we lay on our backs, facing each other, both with our legs in the air, legs akimbo, and as we do a sit-up, we had to peep through our open legs at each other. It was just, you know, she's a mate, but she's a neighbour, and you don't really want to see anyone in that position. And I couldn't look at her, because every time we'd, like, do a sit-up, we'd both peep through our open legs and be like, hi, and then sit back down again. And meanwhile, we've got, you know, a bit of Professor Green there in the corner on the iPod, not playing live. That would have been well fancy. And it was a bit like... It was a bit like stumbling across your neighbour in a specialist magazine. Like, I could see a little smiling face, like, popping up between the legs. I'm a bit like, oh! Afterwards, we were a bit like, didn't like that bit, but the rest was smashing. We had a right good workout, we did. I mean, lots of people have been very helpful since Louise Redknapp. Rumour got out that she's in the building. All right, you know what? You're both being really unsupportive. And if I'm honest, I feel a little bit bullied in the workplace. Yesterday, beautiful listener of mine, you may have noticed the horrific moment when I realised that I didn't have all eyes on me and I wasn't the centre of attention. Sure, I was only broadcasting live to the nation, to billions of people. And the boys sat opposite me weren't looking at me. Now, they're really looking. They keep swapping between ignoring me and then doing a weird leany forward glare at me with which is just as off-putting. I've completely lost my train of thought. I'm going to get Hayley in here in a minute. I need some girls in here. We need some more girls in here. So thanks to Matt Fincham off of Chris Moyle Show, who wanted to come down and help with Louise Redknapp. But we're fine. We've got enough staff, haven't we? Gary Pounder as well, I think, was great. And all the other boys at Radio 1 who've been offering to just come down and offer their services, be it making tea or just standing there dribbling down the tops at Louise. We don't need your help, thank you.
Podcast.
Louise Redknapp on the way. You've got a list as long as your arm about things we can't ask her about, but we're not going to ask her about anything controversial. We just want a nice chin wag with her. She's a good girl. But the PR guy, was it a guy or a girl? They were going, they're saying all sorts of mysterious stuff we didn't even know about anyway. You can't ask her about the sock. He's like, what? Don't ask her about the yoghurt incident. We're like, well, I don't even know anything about it anyway. I just want to ask her about this dancing show. We're like, hey, why, what's that about? Don't mention the chopstick thing. Like, what? We'd love it. We don't know anything about it. What are you on about? Didn't know anything about it anyway. And we have got some information on this week's show, you know, So You Think You Can Dance. And I'm presuming the one who doesn't speak has cut and pasted this from some sort of press release thing or some information, because it's not in your words. We have a gorgeous routine set on a bed by Shakira's choreographer. Oh, we look forward to that. We'll ask Louise all about it. So, stuck in London's majestic traffic as we speak is Louise Redknapp, winding her way, slowly trundling through the traffic. Although, I think she could get on some leg warmers and skip over the roofs of the cars on the way here.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
I'm hoping that it's nice weather for the young couple. Do you know what I mean? She's going from a hotel. She's in that Holiday Inn, isn't she, behind Radio 1? She's going from there because breakfast is included. So she's making her way from the Holiday Inn to Westminster Abbey, and she's in a normal car then, in her dad's Volvo, I think. And it's only my worry. I worry for the people lining the route, because there's loads of kids there and pensioners that it's going to sheet it down and they're all going to get really wet and cold. A bit worried about Kate's dress and that. So hopefully the rain will hold off, though, for the return journey where they both make their way to Buckingham Palace, because it's an open-top carriage. Although I did see it on the news that, last night, that you can close it all in and close it so that, you know, if it's really coming down, they'll all have stand under. I think it's got an awning, hasn't it? If not, they'll have to get up some sort of... It must have a bit of an awning bit where they can all wait while rain dies down. You know when it starts really raining and people huddle under Marks and Sparks or just under John Lewis or something and all stand there? Just strangers brought together for one reason. That's what a lot of the congregation's like tomorrow anyway. Do you know what I mean? She got the King of What's It and the Princess of, you know, Thingy Bob. They don't know each other. They'll all have stand there while they wait for the rain to pass. Queen will be there. One of those little, like, plastic air nets on that old ladies wear on way back from hairdressers. So that's if it rains. So fingers crossed for nice weather. Bought a bit of bunting today and some union flags as well to wave and some little pointy flag hats as well. Going for brekkie with Annie Mack and a few of the girls, taking Lola with me in the morning to watch the wedding. Well excited. Mummy Mack is making an outing as well. It's going to be lovely. That's what I'm doing in the morning. Very excited. So I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. It's going to be a really special show all from 10 o'clock. I think Vernon Kay, fresh from his massive birthday rave tonight, will be on the air tomorrow from 10 to sort of tell you what's going on with the happy couple. And then we'll be on from 4 playing all the music that you request. Right, we'll play a bit of Kelly Clarkson next, and hopefully old nerding will be here. She'll kill me if I do that. That's a maiden name. She's been married to Jamie Redknapp for like 15 years or something. I keep getting it wrong. Ms. Redknapp will be here presently.
Podcast.
Because Louise is a bit late. I'm drawing a picture of what will happen when she comes in the studio to put in front of the camera, just in case people are at bbc.co.uk/radio1 already. I'm drawing a picture of Louise, like, from side on, going, sorry, I'm late, like that. we've just been looking, favourite bit of the day, really, on the BBC Rolling News. A friend of the one who doesn't speak took a photo of it and sent it to him. And it's a still from the BBC News. You know, they have the banner across the bottom of the news just saying what's going on and that. And it's outside. It says, live, Westminster Abbey. And there's someone being interviewed outside Westminster Abbey. And it says, breaking news, royal wedding, Prince William and Kate Middleton to marry tomorrow. So what? What the? Hang on, how have they got hold of that scoop? Hang on, that cab. We need to prepare. We need to do lots of build-up and lots... Oh, no, hang on, we have been doing... Oh, all right, then. Hang on a minute. That button won't work. Why is that not working? Hang on a minute. Not very professional, this, Louise. You just relax for a minute, my love.
Okay.
Too busy gossiping. Oh, way up. There we go. This does not work. BBC. Radio 1. Leave a woman in charge of all these buttons. Louise is here.
Late. I do apologise.
Are you a sort of person who hates being late, or are you generally sort of always late?
No, I was all right to begin with, and Jamie said, I'll give you a lift, don't worry about getting a car. And it was like he purposely found every bit of traffic and red light in London. So I was fine in the beginning, but by the end I was doing that. I knew you shouldn't have brought me, you're making me late. So no, I got quite stressed.
I love it in traffic if somebody would have glanced to the right and seen Louise and Jamie Redknapp having a massive barney back in the traffic.
Me screaming at him, but then I was like, oh, thank you, and quickly jumped out of the car and left.
Like, bye, thanks. How is the lovely Jamie? Is he well?
Yes, he's all good. Yeah, he's fine. He went to the football last night, Barcelona Madrid, so he's all happy.
Excellent. Yeah. And was it in Barcelona?
I think it was in Madrid. Yeah, Madrid.
It was where, in Madrid?
Yeah.
You could have gone, done a bit of shopping.
Yeah, I know, that's all I would have gone for as well. But they wasn't getting there. They were getting there in time for the game, so I didn't fancy the game whatsoever. And I knew there was going to be no shopping time, so stayed at home.
No. I mean, yeah, I suppose if you go on them trips, you have to go to the football, don't you?
Apparently, yeah. I might try and get on the next one, just do the shopping.
It's quite a big game, wasn't it? There'll be people listening. Do you know what I do for tickets
to
that game?
I know.
We're visualised as well, if you'd like to wave there. There we go. Like, oh, he's like, Prince Charles will be tomorrow night at the reception there. Chris wandering around with his video camera.
making the video wedding.
so, So are you doing anything for the royal wedding tomorrow? I don't mean literally, like you're not making the butties and
stuff, I presume. No, do you know what? I'm not.
No?
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to have day indoors. I'll have it on. You know, it's great. I'm sort of not planning on doing big old parties. It's great. I'm really looking forward to watching them on TV, seeing what she's wearing, but I'm not really celebrating. I'll have a glass of something, I'm sure.
Any excuse you like. I'll have a gin to celebrate. So will the boys be off school tomorrow? Everyone's off, aren't they? So, but I suppose if you've got two little boys, I've got two girls and a boy, and with Lola at least, who's six now, she's super excited. But I suppose with boys, it's a bit different. They're not really bothered about a princess and a wedding and a prince.
No, I don't think my boys really know what's going on. The two-year-old doesn't know what's going on in general anyway about anything.
They're brilliant, aren't they?
And all the six-year-old knows is any football scores and who's playing who and who scored. So, he's football crazy. So I don't think they've got a clue about the wedding.
So your six-year-old plays, does he play football for his school?
Plays for the school, plays for Leatherhead, yeah, very, very into his football. I've moved from going to one side of football onto under sevens on a regular basis.
So you stood on the side of the pitch with his clothes and with snacks and stuff.
Yeah, freezing cold, thinking, how much longer?
And then do you reckon someone like, some of the football dads like, all right, Louise, he's playing well today. Are they all sort of like a bit excited that you're there, or are they quite used to it?
Do you know, I always feel a bit bad, because I think there's such a lot of pressure on him to be good.
Yeah,
and you know, he's six, nearly seven, but sometimes he's useless when he's out there. So I sort of feel like everyone's looking at me, just saying he really should be better than this. But then sometimes he's good, so I don't get involved. I stay right at the side. I'm normally running around after the two-year-olds. I leave the rest to Jamie.
It's a lot of pressure. They'll be like, she's following his mother's footsteps and be a
pop
star, dancer, singer type presenter. Because that's what you kind of do. You do loads of stuff now. All your TV presenting is taken off. You're doing brilliantly. And you're here to talk about, you think you can dance?
You think you can dance?
We did get a little a bit of information through about this Saturday's show. Apparently you've got a gorgeous routine set on a bed by Shakira's choreographer.
Oh, nice.
And there's a strong power struggle routine to Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Minus the rude lyrics, apparently, because it's before the watershed. So you'll be there judging. I mean, do you love to dance yourself? Are you trained in proper dancing, or is it more from your pop star kind of?
No, before I went into sort of the music industry, I trained as a dancer. Okay. So I trained right. I've kind of done what they're doing at the moment. I've auditioned. I've done the whole thing, ballet, tap, modern jazz, the whole work. So I kind of pretty much took every exam you could take. And then going into Eternal and then my own stuff, I danced a lot. I was always on stage, did lots of tours and worked with some great choreographers. So I think that's where I slip into the So You Think You Can Dance kind of arena. You know, been there and done it on the level they have, and then also book dancers, so...
Do you think you can still bust a few moves?
Well, I like to think, I must admit, on a Saturday...
Sorry, it's really... I'm waving at the camera like I've never seen one before. you can watch it at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
On a Saturday, I do watch them dance and I think I quite fancy having a go at that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to let me. I don't know if me prancing around up there is going to work, but...
It could be brilliant. Boot that cat off stage with a big air and
a
long
dance.
Legs.
I'm like, come on, let me get on and have a dance. But no, do you know what? We've got some great dancers and we're lucky we have great choreographers come on the show. It's really entertaining. I don't think you've particularly got to be into dancing. I think if you like music, if you like entertainment, then there's something
very
for
Saturday
everyone.
Night, big entertainment show,
it
isn't
is,
it?
Yeah.
Glossy and exciting and all that. 6:45 till 8 this Saturday and the results show is 8:50 till 9:20.
Yeah.
All on BBC One. Well, coming up next... Well, we're going to test you on your dancing, but we're both going to do it, okay? And we're going to tie it into the royal wedding because it's going to be some dances that you do at weddings. And if I'm doing it with you...
Are we getting the baked beans off the shelf?
We might be. I'm saying out. We'll do it next. But in the meantime, I'm starting off my own dance craze to my record of the week. It comes from Toddler T. It's called Take It Back. Now... I should perhaps demonstrate it first. So, Louise, imagine, have you got dogs at all?
I've got two dogs.
You've got two dogs. They're not golden retrievers, though, are they?
No, British bulldogs.
All right. Well, they're quite squat. You need two bigger dogs, golden retrievers, and you're petting them like that with your hands out, like that's it. And then you try and push down the dog's
head. Oh, we're pushing.
And then the dog pushes up a bit. There's a bit of resistance from the dog.
See, I can't believe I'm doing this, actually.
So you're pushing down the dog's head, and then it keeps pushing it up. That's very good, and we're going to do it to this next song, okay?
Oh, that's not it. We've got to do some more.
Oh, yeah, that's it. No, we've got the proper big foot. I've got clips of music and all sorts. We have to get up out of our seats.
Okay,
we'll do it next. But that dance routine is to this song called Take It Back from Topless to You. Yeah, wait for the intro to be over, then we'll do it.
Right, got you.
Brilliant.
I'll take your lead.
People are joining in around the nation now.
I hope so.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And Take It Back. It's my record of the week. I love it. It's good, isn't it?
Really
the push
good.
Down the
push,
push
is
down
good.
The push down the dog. Down, doggy. I tried to demonstrate it on camera. Got a bit self-conscious, if I'm honest. It's not easy, this dancing thing, is it?
No.
Really not. I've got to ask you before we do our dance-off, there's a few things that I wrote down. Have you seen me big bullet points? Is Jamie okay? That's one of my top questions.
Your main question.
Jamie okay? Is he all right? Too lovely. You're both annoyingly nice and good, fun, lovely, nice people as well.
Not
you
always.
Look gorgeous. Yeah, no, not when you're stuck in traffic. What's his worst habit then? Go on, this.
He's got loads. He's really untidy. Really untidy. He just leaves everything everywhere. I'm a bit of a cushion fluffer, you know. I like everything up and nice and neat.
Have you got loads of cushions on your bed, like ornamental cushions?
No, I just got the four because too much hassle getting them on and off.
Okay.
I haven't got time for that.
No, okay. Like, I've not got time for such fripperies. Does he leave wet towels everywhere?
Oh, yeah. Towels, socks, everything.
Toothpaste in the sink?
Oh, yeah. All of that.
Underpants hanging
everywhere.
Off
everywhere. Yeah,
underpants
hanging
everywhere.
On the bath. Yeah, he's a real bloke.
Okay, well, that's good. So you're not completely perfect the entire time.
Oh, believe
time.
You me. No.
Do you really ride horses when you go on holiday?
Honestly. how I didn't fall off of that particular
one and go
flying into the South African Sea is beyond me.
Because you didn't have like an helmet on and a back protector and proper boots, which would have ruined it a bit.
I had blisters all up my hands. They said to me, the horse is really, really fine and it's going to be really easy. It was not fine and not easy. I was sweating. I wanted to cry. I had blisters on my hands.
No. Yeah. Have you rode before? I'm talking about the holiday adverts, obviously.
Yeah.
And where did you film them?
South Africa.
Wow.
Which was lovely.
So. How long did you get to go there for?
Oh, just 4 days.
Did you not keep getting it wrong? So they'd be like, we've got to stay another day. Because that's how they talked.
No.
So you had blisters. So what, was the horse just really strong? You had to keep trying to stop it running off with you?
Yeah, I didn't do anything I said. And they wanted like particular shots. If you could just like gallop through the water. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. Just gallop anywhere. Just take me. But we got there in the end with a bit of help from a nice young girl that was really good at riding horses.
Oh, God. So it's not all glamour then?
No.
Because the advert is just so glam. But it's because you've not got the kids with you, though. I mean,
no
it's
kids.
Not glam when you've got the kids. You're getting all sweaty. You've got a factor 50 all over the kids. You're
I
trying
spend
to blow
my life,
an armband.
Yeah, putting lotion on them or making them wear a hat.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you
just,
do. Just
all I do, run around after the two-year-old with a hat.
In summer, you could actually have like a medical transplant, which meant you just had factor 50 instead of a right hand and a sun hat instead of a left hand, because that's all
that's
I
all
do.
I do.
I just run after him like
completely.
Quick. Okay, good. Right, we're going to do our little test anyway.
Oh, no.
Here we go. So I'm going
to
play a song. Now imagine it's the royal wedding.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Me and you were there.
Do you reckon?
Last minute invites.
Do you reckon that's going to happen?
Yeah.
If
you're watching Will's last minute invites, kidda. There's a couple going spare now. Anyway, let's have a look. Here we go. Where do we find our... It's on here. See, people will be wowed by me technological what's it here. Let's have a look. There we go. Right, they're on here. Are you ready for this?
Am I standing up?
Got to stand up. Come on, Louise, get involved.
Okay. I'm feeling quite nervous.
Oh, don't be.
I feel like all the contestants on a Saturday night.
This is it, you see. You're in their shoes or their pumps, whatever they wear. Okay, so picture the scene. Royal wedding, Will's and Kate's, massive. Buffet's been finished.
Yeah.
Some are like, you know, King and Queen of Norway and all that. They've done one. The real party's starting. The Queen ain't going anywhere because her favourite song is just about to come on. But can you, Louise, do the dance? Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's the Queen's favourite song, but do you know the actions? Here we go. Hang on a minute. Oh, that ruined it. It's the Queen's favourite song. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Go. It's the birdie song. With a little bit of this and a little bit of that, I shake your bum.
We make it look easy.
What?
You make it look easy.
Yeah, I do. It's just natural. And a little bit of that, I shake your bum. So much fun. So, all right, Queen's...
Do you think people will know this song? Do you think people will remember this?
Yeah, if they're over 40. No, what it is, if you've been to a wedding in the past 20 years, even if you were six, you'll have heard this song. You have, haven't you, Chris? And you're young and funky. You wear skinny jeans for a boy. Yeah, and you've been, haven't you? I like that nodding thing. It's very good. Zoom in and out. You know, Keith Lemon were doing that on Celebrity Juice the other night. Like, youth TV. Okay, so here we go. Anyway, we've got another one. Are you ready? Here's another one. You did pass that, though. You knew that dance to the birdie song.
I'm of the age that I know that song
Very good. Who's this coming towards the floor? Oh, she's got a Bacardi Breezer in one hand and Mike Tindall in the other. Yes, it's Zara. And she's up for a dance. What's her favourite song?
One, two, here we go.
All the action. Wave your hands, here we go.
We don't like to be on the floor.
No, no. Sleep.
Wave your hands.
Come on, join in if you're in your cars, not if you're driving fast.
Hitch a ride.
Join in your kitchen.
Sleep.
Sneak.
Woo! See you swim.
Do the head.
Ready? Zara's there. Ready? Big one.
Macho Man.
Macho.
Okay, good. You've passed that one. Two points.
I'm enjoying this a bit too much, aren't I, Chloe?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's a bit of a workout as well.
I'm shattered.
Here we go. Who's coming to the floor now? Oh, it's Princess Anne. She's looking serious, but she's serious about this next dance. Here we go.
Okay.
She's pulling up her skirt a bit. She's ready to get down and dirty. Take it away.
She said, wham, bam, bam, gonna lick it off me. Wham, bam, bam, gonna get you if I can. Wing, wham, bam,
hey, this is best bit. Remember this bit? Watch.
Try a little touch, try a little too much. Yes.
Which actually was inappropriate.
I don't know that one. I'm obviously too young for that one. I'm pleased.
Well, you're not northern enough. I bet Jamie'd know that one. Where was he when from when he used to play up north? You scored 3 points. You're three to the final. Well, I'm all out of breath now.
So am I. I'm just unfit, basically.
That was good, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't need to go to gym tomorrow. It's all good.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, we could do. Hey, me and you will make a million. We could do sort of 80s wedding hits, DVD of fitness.
Get an outfit together.
Be amazing. Let's do it. Okay, so what are you doing for the rest of the afternoon now, then?
Nothing, really. Just going home. Bit of dinner.
Nice.
Bit boring, really. Not very rock and roll, that, is
no.
it?
Let's go out. Let's go and crash the endo round at Kate's gaff. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's very lovely to chat to you. I think we've talked about the show, haven't we? It's on Saturday, 6:45 on BBC One. Have fun doing that. Lovely to see you. Say hi to the very lovely Jamie.
I will do.
Thanks for dancing with me, Louise. Bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
We love Louise Redknapp. Because she's dead nice, but as I put it so eloquently to the one who doesn't speak, she's dead nice, but in this business you get some people who are dead nice but proper thick, but Louise isn't like that. She's dead nice and a normal, you know, she's got something about her. She's good, laugh like nice. Nice girl. Love her. Very funny. So we had a near miss there. God, I wouldn't be the one who'd want to explain that to Jamie. She goes out of our studio. Instead of going through the live lounge, she drifts towards Westwood's One Extra studio. We were like, no! Like Chris rugby tackled her in there. Don't go in there. We'd have like gone in and she'd be gone. Do you know what I mean? There'd just be a crop jacket and an eyelash. We'd be like, what have you done with her? Brr, brr. Hello, Jamie. Because he's got quite an old-fashioned phone. Bring, bring. Hello. Jamie.
Yeah.
Westwood's eating Louise. Sorry, we tried to stop, but she wandered in there. But luckily, we saved her at the last second. Will from Mansfield has been on, and in capital letters he's put, she doesn't know Wigwam Bam, has she never been to Butlins? Clearly not, she rides her horses up and down the beach. Loving this, hope it is like this tomorrow, says Anne in Flintshire. I think it will be, once you get rid of all fuddy-duddies and that, I think they're going to have a proper lockdown rave. Because all the young royals love a good party, they're all stumbling out of Mahiki, aren't they? And they'll all be there. Brad says, Sony Gold, a radio dance-off. Don't even be sarcastic. Thanks, Brad. Matt from Kent says, oh, you had me shaking me bum walking down the street to Wigwam Bam. Such a seedy song, that, and so popular. Like, you know, yeah, try a little touch. Love that bit. You had me crazy Nan doing the dance, says somebody else. Always like to go for target audience and Nans. Just thought I'd tell you, says Alex in Norfolk. Oh dear, he's got a complaint. Not everyone is off school for the wedding. My school is still making us come in tomorrow. It's not right, is it? I thought it was the law that everybody had to be off school tomorrow, Alex. Alex continues, it's not good enough. Where's the patriotism? Says Alex, who's normally seen in his union flag shorts, you know, and wanging on about the Queen. Or is it just for a day off tomorrow, Alex? What do you reckon?
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Zoe?
Yes?
Hi, darling. I got your text saying, how are you going to watch the wedding in the morning?
I am indeed, yes. I should be watching from my sofa in one of my wedding dresses.
Right. So when you say one of your wedding dresses, how many have you got? Why have you got all these wedding dresses?
Well, I have three wedding dresses. And I'm getting married in 2 weeks. And I'm only going to wear one on the wedding day. So I have two going spare.
So they're not passed from past marriages?
No, this will be the first marriage. But yeah, went a bit overboard on the dress buying.
So did you just keep seeing dresses that you like and thought, sod it, I'll get another one and then I can decide on the day?
Yeah, it's quite addictive buying wedding dresses. I didn't quite mean to end up with three.
Right.
Yeah, bit of a long story, but I bought one originally when we first got engaged, quite excited, and then worked out a few months ago that it doesn't actually fit anymore.
Right. Is it too small?
Yeah, too small, I'm afraid, yeah.
It's because you're all relaxing in love, you see. You always put on a couple of pounds when you're in love.
That'll be it, yeah.
So we had actually proposed when you started buying the dresses. You didn't do it like after you'd been balling together for a first date.
No, not quite that keen.
Okay. And you're going to sit there in a wedding dress with a bottle of champagne watching the wedding tomorrow?
Yes, I have some champagne left from my hen party, so I'm going to put dress number two on, I think, and float around the house with my champagne watching the wedding.
Amazing. Are you going to wear a veil?
Oh, do you know, I could do. I haven't thought about that. I do have a spare tiara as well.
I bet she's just got a room full of bouquet. I mean, are you going to have a bouquet sat there as well?
I could possibly fish one of those out. I could do the whole shebang, couldn't I?
It'd be amazing. Enjoy the wedding in the morning, Zoe, and enjoy your own wedding as well. Good luck for that.
Thank you, Sarah. Cheers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now then, I know there's been a lot of wanging on about this wedding lark, and I, for one, am well up for it. I'm very excited about tomorrow. I'm going round to a friend's house with Lola. I've got lots of red, white and blue like hats and some bunting with a picture of Wills and Kate on it. I've got Lola some Kanye West-esque sort of glasses that you can't really see through properly because they've got Union Jacks on, his little sunglasses, which she'll love. So basically loads of tat going around to a friend's house. So thanks in advance to Jodie and Claire. And we're going to go with Annie Mac and Annie Mac's mum and a whole bunch of girls, a whole gaggle of girls, like nesting hens. Whoop! all sat round, eating croissants, watching the wedding. We're well excited. However, I do understand there may be people out there who aren't that excited and will not be celebrating the royal wedding tomorrow and maybe kicking up their heels and wondering what to do with a day off from work or school or college. What to do? Well, I've thought about it. Get yourself to Alton Towers. It's going to be dead to mozzer, isn't it? It's open, isn't it? We have checked. We think, like, Alton Towers, Thorpe Park. Take the kids to Legoland if you're not going to be... If you get there for all... I mean, sure, a lot of the staff at the gift shop may be watching the royal wedding secretly on a little surveillance sort of screen underneath the till. But still, it should be... There'll be no queues down Legoland to mozzle. Get involved. Now, I don't want to be sexualist, but I do think that it'll be a lot of men who won't be bothered watching tomorrow. And just to keep going with that sexist jibe, how about you blokes get yourselves down to home base or B&Q? Because there'll be none of those queues around the block you always see at those hardware stores. Or maybe if you do fancy going, getting a few bargains, like Trafford Centre in Manchester, Brent Cross, all the shopping, I imagine, all around the UK, all the big shopping centres will still be open. No one will be there. Go and do a bit of shopping. Get yourself to Alton Towers on an unmanned log flume. A bit like that bit in Wally World at the end of The Vacation. You know, that one. It should be good. So I just thought a few suggestions in case you were thinking, bar humbug, I'm not up for this wedding lark. I'm just going to sit around, be miserable and try and avoid it. Don't avoid it. Just go and do something brilliant instead. You know what I'm excited about? I know I sound like a 14-year-old girl. Can't wait to see the horses. And I know I'll just do an involuntary like that. Go on. Oh, go on. I'd love, you know my dream about, like, I always hope that, like, someone will get injured but not badly. And when I'm at a horsing event and they'll go, we need someone who can ride, and I'll go, me. And I don't know if they pass by my house on the way to Buck Palace. I think it's a bit off. Did they go through Camden? I hope not. Amy Winehouse in my eyes. But, you know, and if one of the soldiers fell off, we need someone who ride. Does this jacket fit you, Sarah? Let me try it on, bunny. Yes, come on then, get on. Like, woo! That's like my dream. So, time for some Dear Sarahs then. Always fun to do this. Let's have our first letter then. Here we go. Fade that bit up. There we go.
Dear Sarah.
Hi.
I was in the shop the other day and was looking through the magazine section when two headlines caught my eye. They were in the funny ones like Real Life and Chat.
Oh, they're amazing. I love all those headlines.
Here they are.
All right, here we go then.
My legs sewed onto my tongue.
Oh, nightmare. Massive buzzkiller. Huge bad vibe if your leg is actually sewn onto your tongue. You can't get around that, can you? No outfits will fit. You're dribbling food down your thigh. What's the next one?
The lover who lived in the loft for 19 years.
I've got to find this magazine. Did the husband or the wife not know that they were being cuckolded from above by a lover in the loft? Wow.
My hubby's the same age as my grandma, but he's a red-hot lover.
Oh! There's one that I've been reading at the moment about sexy Gran. Red hot Gran. Ooh.
I'm a John Wayniac.
Okay, amazing. Right, love it, that'll do me.
I started to laugh in the middle of the shop, which was embarrassing. Smiley. Lots of love, Rose off of Birmingham.
Thank you, Rose. We love those. They always just cheer up your day, those, don't you? Especially.
My legs sewed onto my tongue.
Brilliant. Oh. Don't you just hate it when that happens? All right, here we go then.
Dear Sarah, hi. I'm writing this while hiding in my dining room.
Oh dear, what's happening?
What Scott was talking about the other week came true in my life. I was sat on the sofa with my girlfriend and my parents when Along Came Polly comes on the TV.
Oh, one of mine and Ben's movies, that Along Came Polly. That's how he wooed me. That and hard liquor. As in scotch. Right then, here we go. Next one.
Instantly, me and my girlfriend knew what was coming.
Oh no.
But my parents had no clue. About 10 minutes in, there's a Tudors-style scene. Me and my girlfriend panicked slightly and she decided to make a quick exit and said it was time for her to go home.
Oh no, it's the worst, a big sexy scene.
I had no such luxury, so I instead went and hid in my dining room, still able to hear the noises.
Oh, no.
When hearing these stories happen to other people, I laughed. When it happened to me, I did not. Lewis, off of Hereford.
Oh yeah. I know what Scott means and I know what you mean there. So is he talking about the Tudors, Scott, when you watch it with your parents? Yeah, because it's really energetic, isn't it? When there's energetic stuff. I mean, even like wildlife programmes I find embarrassing if, you know, a couple of baboons get it on. That's enough for me.
Dear Sarah, hi. We are on holiday off of Cornwall and there's a table magician who is Scott's double. Scott's on halls this week.
Oh.
Coincidence? We don't think so.
That is amazing. A couple of weeks ago, I saw Scott doing a couple of card tricks under the... Well, I think that's what he was doing. He had his hands under the desk upstairs. And then his balloon modelling. Do you want a poodle? There with his long balloon, let's see.
Gary, Elaine, David and Sarah, off of Nuneaton.
Thank you very much, Gary, Elaine, David and Sarah. It could indeed be Scott. Did you get a picture? If you did, send it in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And that goes for any other looky-likies that you might see tonight. Send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It could happen. Here we go.
Hello, Sarah. We're contacting you to ask if Scott will support our campaign to get Nick Knowles a title for his 11-year contribution to society through DIY SOS.
He is brilliant, Nick Knowles. I love that. So, well, they struggled to get one for Bruce's, so I think Nick might be a bit of trouble. Let's see.
We know Scott is a fan of Knowles and has always tried to push him to greatness. We thank Scott for his single-handed attempt to break Knowles into the music business. But alas, it was never meant to be. We do think, however, that Knowles has worked very hard over the last 11 years and had a really positive impact on the lives of ordinary men and women around the country. And we would like Knowles to be publicly acknowledged. All we ask of Scott is to support our campaign.
Look the way they call him Knowles all the way through. They go to public school with him or something. Knowles! I'm sure Scott will be up for supporting your campaign.
For this, we would make Scott an honorary Knowlette, a title we think he could be very proud of.
Amazing.
If you or Becky want in on the action, I suppose you could also be honorary Knowlettes. Although, we don't just like handing them out.
No, serious business, I imagine. Yeah, well, Scott's got the tan already because Nick Knowles, oh, he's got a deep mahogany tan, hasn't he? And he's quite rugged. Fantastic stuff.
Thank you for taking the time to read this email. Have a great day. Love you. Lord Knowles campaign.
To make Nick a lord. I'll pass on all these thoughts to Scott as soon as he's back from his magician's holiday. Here we go. Let's see.
Dear Sarah, earlier this week you were talking about who's been invited to the royal wedding and mentioned that Jennifer Ellison will be attending. Were William and Kate big Brookside fans or something?
Ah, no, there's some confusion there. That was in invited or not, or RSVP'd. We said that she's not invited. We ought to clear that up right now. I don't know if... I know that from my conversations with Prince William, can I get a... Ooh! That was a bit more of a creaky door. It wasn't spooky what I just said, was it? I do know from my conversations with William through my tireless charity work when I've met him at Clarence House that him and Kate watch America's Next Top Model. There you go. There's a nugget. Oh, the papers will be on that. It'll be on. Well, let's put BBC Rolling News on. That'll be breaking news. But I don't know if they were a fan of Brookie. I'm not sure.
I mean, fair play to Jennifer, but I'm quite surprised by that. I'm looking forward to seeing her dress as much as I am Kate Middleton's. David, Henley-on-Thames.
That would be incredible. Oh, she'd be in a big tight fuchsia number, wouldn't she, with her baloobas hanging out. Brilliant stuff, but she's not going. I ought to confirm that. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Martin from Aberdeen has been on about those stories that you get in those sort of magazines, those real life stories. And he says, Sarah, the best magazine story I've ever seen was I was so fat I almost drowned a dolphin. Oh, that's massive bad vibes if you kill a dolphin in it. And probably bad luck as well. That makes you go on a diet. First day at Weight Watchers, it was like, well, I got stuck in an aeroplane seat, or, well, I broke a chair that belonged to my daughter, and, you know, I just want to sort of play with the kids and get fit, really. I killed a dolphin. How do I sign up? M in Woolvore's been on. Cheers, Cox. Thought the nation would be too busy to think about Alton Towers, but not now. So I don't know what angle, because there's loads of kisses on that text. So I don't know if he's pleased. I don't know if that's Mr. Alton Tower. So he's pleased he'd be raking in money, or if he was going to sneak there secretly. All the cinemas are open tomorrow as well, says Becca in Kent. Somewhere else for the humbugs to go. Ha ha, I'm watching the wedding though, she adds at the end on a cheery note. Jenny from Ripley in Derbyshire's been on. Our local butcher's is open tomorrow. I don't know if it's up there with Alton Towers, do you know? Come on, kids, in the car. Woo, where are we going? Come on. We're going to the butcher's in Ripley in Derbyshire, just near Jenny's house. But, Jenny, thank you very much, my darling.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Firstly, though, David texted saying, Sarah, I've just passed the hotel where Kate is staying tonight. Media circus. So exciting. So she's there. It's nice. She's staying at a well, but it's not the Holiday Inn. I thought I'd given that away then, unless there's quite a... But go and check, see if there's any, you know, that three-star place down road near Radio 1. No, she's in a proper posh place and stuff. It's probably got its own loo and its own shower mat and stuff. I'm working tomorrow, Saz, says Ant in Astley Bridge. Beautiful part of the world. Used to live there myself. But there's an I'm working tomorrow, but there's an appliance shop next door to our shop that sells tellies, so we're going to watch it there, looking through the window. Oh, lovely. It'll be like being there. Do you know what I mean? Soak up the magic of the royal wedding by watching it through a shop window. Pack a couple of vol-au-vents before work and you'll be there. It'd be brilliant. Enjoy it, Ant. I was saying before, you could go shopping if you don't want to watch the royal wedding. Well, you can combine the two if you get yourself down to Brent Cross or any other shopping centre. Take a deck chair, you know, pop round at Marks and Sparks and go and have a look round John Lewis and that, and then fold out your deck chair outside of Curry's and watch the royal wedding there. Brilliant. Okay, so last night, MasterChef final. Congratulations to American Tim, who won it, who all the way through has been a little bit mad. Commiserations to Sarah and to Tom, who did brilliantly as well. It was a close-run thing, and all the way through I was kind of thinking, oh, I don't know which one I want to win. But then, because Tim has been kind of crazy with, in a kind of Heston Blumenthal way, where he's done, you know, he uses like liquid nitrogen and uses crazy ingredients all, you know, bunged together and it kind of works. And he's really adventurous and not normally my kind of cookery. But last night when he had me on the desserts, I thought he should win for that because he had me on ball. Basically, any dessert that has been deep fried and shaped in a ball is a winner for me. But before we get to that part, just want to warn you now, if you are driving, you may well dribble in your lap at some of these descriptions. Some of them you'll just be a bit confused because they don't make any sense. She's just throwing in words there.
For his starter, Tim has made a trio of burgers.
Oh, nice. So he's got like cheeseburger, filet or fish. No, he's not.
A Los Angeles Wagyu beef tartare burger.
Ta-ta.
With smoky beer and jalapeno marmalade.
Mm.
A Tokyo monkfish liver burger.
Hang on a minute. Tokyo monkfish liver burger? How big can a monkfish's liver be? It must be diddy. How many monkfishes gave up their livers for this burger? But it was worth it because he won.
With umeboshi ketchup, jellied ponzu.
Umeboshi ketchup?
And matcha mayonnaise. And finally, a London curried lamb cheeseburger with apple and ale chutney and writer mayonnaise, all served on beer buns.
Nice. What? Beer buns, eh? The ideal woman with beer buns. Now then, the main course. We'll start to listen to it.
For his main, Tim has made Kyushu-style pork ramen. Noodles on pork belly.
I will say at this juncture that Chris, who's working on the show, went, do you want the main course as well? It's the one that sounds a bit like Wagamama's. I'm like, no, are you sure, Chris? So his main course was Wagamama's, basically. He popped a Wagamama's. But for his dessert, I tell you what, if you didn't watch this last night, he'll have you by the ball. Listen.
Tim has made a trio of British desserts. Sticky toffee pudding creme brulee. with a blackcurrant stout sauce.
I'm dribbling.
A deep-fried rhubarb and custard crumble ball.
See? Deep-fried rhubarb and custard crumble ball. Oh.
And cheddar cheesecake with whiskey jelly.
Not sure about a whiskey jelly. Not sure about the whiskey jelly bit. I like vodka jelly that you have at parties and that, but whiskey jelly, I'm not real. But, you know, anything that's shaped into a ball and deep-fried is good for me. But it's not, actually. But so well done to Timmy, won MasterChef the final last night. And what a show it was. Well done to Greg and to John. Brilliant, as always. So playing clips of MasterChef and somebody was getting quite confused. Thinking
for his starter, Tim has made a trio of burgers.
Biggie thinks it's the sat-nav lady. Turn left after the monkfish liver. Give me a Big Mac any day, says Jay from Brighton. Question! Do I know I am partial, I must admit. Hello to Susie, who says, I'm going to be at work tomorrow at Hairworks in Inverness. Quite good I'm doing this, actually. I'm giving you a bit of a heads up, because Susie's up to no good. She's currently in the process of making a chocolate cake filled with Bailey's buttercream and fresh strawberries for the staff and the clients who'll be missing the wedding. Surely you can plug in a little portable just near the back wash. Basically, she's finding a fun and sweet way to get booze into work. So she's filling a cake with Bailey's. So just a bit of a warning there. If you do have some of Susie's gatto, the staff have had it as well, and you may end up with a wonky fringe. The award for the most obvious statement in a text award goes to Tom, who's just texted him randomly. I've just been hit in the face by a cricket ball. Didn't like it. No, of course you didn't like it, my Dan, you poor thing. Talking yesterday about blackening the bride, where you throw lots of gunk and horrible stuff and fish guts and just filth at a bride. It's sort of a pre-wedding prank in Scotland. Well, Mandy's been on and she's just seen it happen. She says, I've just seen a bride dressed up, tied up, put in a cage, cling-wrapped and left outside Clarence House. No, I'm joking. And left outside a well-known store in a large retail park in Dundee, says Mandy. It's just normal, Mandy insists. OK, good, enjoy. And it seems that I was joking about watching through Curry's window. If you're working tomorrow or you're out and about, it's a craze that's kicking off. Soph in Buxton's been on, says, I work in Ryman's, but I'm going to be watching through Curry's window tomorrow, enjoying the celebration.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.